Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, live from the Toyota Lounge. I am your host, Susie Hunter, and I'm joined by Tiff producing. We have not had Tiff on a rock show in a hot minute.
Hi, friends.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How was your weekend?
You know, my weekend is as good as the Rockies weekend.
Yes,
so
that is
in some
true.
Ways it was great. In some ways it needs a little work.
All right. I can see that. Okay.
But how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Doing good. Yeah. The sun was shining. It was a little windy yesterday, but it's an understatement. But you could really start to feel that summer kind of kicking off.
Yeah. I know. We had such a good taste of it too on Friday. I think the hottest home opener in Rockies history.
Wow.
Thanks, global warming.
I know, right? I don't know whether to be excited about that or perpetually terrified.
Honestly, it's out of our hands right now. I'm doing all I can. And
enjoy it while we're
I'll
here.
Just enjoy the side effects until the planet explodes. Wow, we took it to a dark place. Lock it in, Suze. Lock it in.
Back to the Rockies.
Back to the Rockies, who, you know, are pretty locked in. Obviously, a couple of cracks in here, but we're going to talk about this whole series. Rockies lose the series 1-1, lost 2 to the Rays. But guys, this show is brought to you by Factor Meal Kits. Me and Tiff have been loving our Factor Meals. What was the one that you got that I didn't get?
The cavatappi feta tomato pasta. It was delicious.
Yeah, that sounds
so
really good.
It was
But
delicious.
I got the beef poblano bowl, so.
Which I'm a big fan of poblano, so.
Damn. Yeah, we did the chef's selection, so, like, they kind of pick out stuff for you, and you can, like, put in any dietary restrictions you have. But, like, honestly, banger meals.
But I think the fact that, like, we didn't get even one, there might be a couple of shared ones in there, but I bet if we looked at it, we probably didn't get a lot of the same ones. And that shows the variety of meals that they have.
They got a lot of options. They have a lot of options. Rockies. All right, let's talk about the Rockies. We really got to talk about these guys because the Rockies have a terrible, terrible record right now. It's a franchise record. They have yet to score first all season. And then some. They haven't scored first going back to September. It's now 16 consecutive games. That's kind of weird. So Buddy said after the game, we've dug ourselves out of a hole, but we've come back. And we have seen some comebacks of varying success this week. Opening day, great success. Rockies Saturday didn't score first, but had an incredible lead and then lost that lead so rapidly. We'll talk about that, but it's Sunday. They were still in it. Like, it was such a low-scoring game, especially for Coors Field, and especially, like, a little warmer than yesterday. But they were still in it. They had that little comeback. It was still a one-run game till the very end. But, yeah, we've seen how they've dug themselves into a hole and been able to come back, and we've seen how they're not able to do enough. Yeah, the bats weren't there enough to break it open today. But yeah, Friday and Saturday. You know what? Friday and Saturday, kind of fun for Chris Bryant and Ryan McMahon. And for charity, because they both hit the mitt. And that doesn't happen often because it's so far left. It's such a random thing to hit, but they hit the mitt. That's $10,000 to charity. Thank you, guys. Chris Bryant, Ryan McMahon, so generous. So generous. Make sure, if you are watching us live, make sure you are hopping in the Toyota chat to tell us how you're feeling about this first home series. We've seen the first 10 games for the Rockies now. They are 2-8. 2-8. Corliss in the Toyota chat. Comebacks are okay. Look at the Avs. They just need to close the door. Yeah, I mean, wasn't happy with, you know, some of the bullpen breakdown in Saturday's game. Guys kept it pretty tight today, though. They ran a tight ship on the mound. That's for sure. What else did we notice? On the opening road trip, we saw so many of the starters struggle and the bullpen stayed strong. And in a lot of cases this week, we kind of saw that flip. What does that tell us? Maybe the bullpen's a little tired. Maybe we're all just getting used to adjusting to altitude. We'll see what pattern forms. But guess what? Quality starts are so back. Quality starts are so back. Dakota Hudson today and Ryan Feltner on Saturday, they have logged back-to-back quality starts, and the Rockies haven't done that at Coors Field since August of 2022. They did it on the road last year in Washington in July 2023. Quality starts. So back. We'll talk a little bit more about those starts in just a second, but we have to talk about our friends at Toyota, because not only are they bringing you this amazing Toyota chat, these amazing Toyota studios, they are bringing you the all-new 2024 Tacoma. And guess what else they're bringing you? The 2024 Land Cruiser coming this spring. Absolutely iconic. But Toyota's got 17 different models available with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. And we need that here in Colorado. Whether you are driving out to the slopes, whether you are off-roading, or whether you're just trying to drive around Denver. Because, I mean, stuff has been all over the road. The roads have been crazy. I am needing that four-wheel drive. But yeah, Toyota cares about the environment so much. They offer more low and zero emission vehicles combined than any other automaker. So you have so many choices if you are wanting to reduce your carbon footprint. Yeah, they've got hybrids, like 16 different hybrids. That's so many hybrids. Go get yourself a hybrid or, you know, whatever Toyota you want. Visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Grove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies. The official food of me and Tiff right now, Factor Meal Kits. First of all, you're going to save so much money than going to restaurants, and you're also going to do no cooking. This is less work than a restaurant and less work than cooking. You can get chef-prepared meals on your table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can focus on eating healthy. You don't even have to think about what you're making or what you're meal prepping. And you can just get back to doing what you love. And what I love to do all spring is spend all of my time at the ballpark. So these have been so clutch for me. Also, you don't have to microwave them if you don't want to. You can put them in the oven or the toaster oven. Oh my gosh, I got some
time for that.
Wait, I think I said this last show, but I'll tell you, Tiff, I got bougie with it. I put them in the oven and then put them in a nice little bowl. So it looked like I made it.
Like a home cooked meal.
It felt really good.
Yeah. I love that for you. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get these chef prepared meals. Head to factormeals.com/DNVRROX50. That's DNVRROX50. That's also the code. Use that code to get 50% off your order with Factor Meals. Factormeals.com/DNVRROX50. Oh, so good. Probably going to have something for dinner tonight from the fridge. Those meals are almost gone, by the way. They came in on Tuesday. Almost all gone. I've really like ripped through them. All right. Let's talk about Sunday's game. Buddy said after the game to us, we didn't beat ourselves on the mound. And that is so true. Because again, we saw the quality start from Dakota Hudson. Unfortunately, he is still tagged with the loss. But we saw 6 innings. He did allow 7 hits, 3 runs. All of those were earned. Just 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Not bad. He's got an ERA of 2.38 through his first 2 starts. We saw a beautiful 1-2-3 first. There was a 2-run second. We don't love leadoff doubles. We saw a leadoff double and then an RBI single to make it 3-0. And that was all they scored. That was all they did. Infield's been pretty good. We'll talk about defense after we talk about offense. Ryan McMahon in the first. He is, first of all, on a tear this season. He has hit 9 out of 10 games. He is currently on a 6-game hitting streak. .389 batting average. He went 1-4 today, though. Went 1-4. But he did have a hit today. Chris Bryant, not so much on a tear. Obviously, we did get that first home run, but he has been I don't know if he's pushing too hard or what, but Ryan McMahon got a nice little hit. And then KB came in. Three-pitch swinging strikeout. He's had a bunch of those recently. We hate to see them. There was one on opening day that got him a lot of boos. And he did it again today. Second inning, Nolan Jones made it to first, and then you got to sit. Nolan Jones made it to first on a single and then got caught stealing, and it wasn't even close to safe. Is he pushing? Time will tell. Time will tell. Fifth inning, Brenton Doyle hit. Oh, my gosh, Brenton Doyle. What a beautiful hit in the fifth inning. Hit the out-of-town scoreboard. So it was just like couple of feet away from being a home run, but it was a big old double. Kept the fifth inning alive. He went 2 for 4 today, by the way, with that double. Had an RBI. He has multiple hits in back-to-back games, and that is the first time he's done that, ladies and gentlemen. So I am liking what we're seeing from Brenton Doyle right now, and listen, that was the missing piece, and he is piecing it together. The eighth inning is where things got really interesting in terms of Rockies' bats. A triple, a single, a walk, but then three outs. But we had bases loaded, man. We saw it with our own eyes. Jake Cave started it off, came in hot off the bench with a big triple. And then Diaz came in, also a pinch hitter, right after, brings him home with a single. The Rockies finally got on the board 3-2. Ryan McMahon had the bases loaded, and of course it just goes right to the third baseman. Inning ended without scoring more runs. But the ninth inning, we had a little bit more of a comeback, a Nolan Jones leadoff walk, a Brenton Doyle RBI single. That made it 3-2 with one out. And of course the rest of that inning, not necessarily super fruitful, but 3-2, Rays took the series. In terms of defense, we saw some great catches today. Some gold glove stuff out there. Chuck Nasty made a nasty catch. He had this incredible diving catch to end the third. Or really more of a sliding catch. He's still got it. He's 37 years old, still putting his body on the line. And that is fun. You know what? The infield definitely helped out Dakota Hudson in the sixth inning. Hudson allowed the leadoff walk, but a nice 5-4-3 double play kept that inning quick. Trejo at the start today at second base, by the way, and he was looking gold glove too. He had an insane catch. He leapt for it, dove for it. Got the second out in the seventh inning. And then B-Rod, he didn't start today. Came in off the bench, also had an amazing diving catch to end the top of the ninth. The boys were, the infield was popping today. Let's check what else we have in the Toyota chat. Arthur Alves. All right, Chris Bryant phoning it in. Can't do it more obviously than that. You think Chris Bryant is doing this on purpose? I actually think that's crazy. I mean, like, you could say, people say a lot of things about Chris Bryant, and everyone's entitled to opinions, but, like, he's not phoning it in. No one's just, like, phoning it in, and, like, no one wants to get booed. Chris Bryant loves to play baseball. He wants to be productive. He wants to pop off. I don't think he's phoning it in. Is there something else going on? Maybe. He just really has not been that Cubs MVP season Chris Bryant in a hot minute. I don't think he's phoning it in. I just think it's something else. Maybe he's just not the player he used to be. But I don't think it's fair to say that a professional baseball player is phoning it in at his job. You can say I'm phoning it in at my job. Don't say that about Chris Bryant. I'm not phoning it in. Get out of here. All right. You know what? I kind of phone it in when I get tickets, though, because I'm using my phone and the Game Time app to score some sweet deals on some last minute tickets. And listen, we love the Game Time app. Obviously, we use it all the time. You're going to save 60%. You could save up to 60% buying those last minute tickets for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, but also when you wait a little closer to first pitch. You can watch the prices go down as the day goes on. and take the guesswork out of buying tickets from Game Time. They have such a good deal going on for any MLB purchase. If you make a purchase at an MLB game of $150 or more, use code FIRSTPITCH, all caps, one word, and that'll get you $20 off. So you can get yourself some sweet tickets, or you can get like a ton of tickets for all your friends. Save $20, get yourself a beer and a half. Some terms do apply, but again, that code is FIRSTPITCH, $20 off. That code is good through April 14th, so act now. There we go. Let's talk about Saturday's game. That was the 8-6 loss, and the Rockies, they had it. They so had it, but they blew that 6-1 lead. And guess what? That was their first time losing when leading by 5-plus runs heading into the seventh inning since May of 2021. So it's been a second. We've seen some Rockies blown leads, obviously, but it's been a second since we've seen a blown lead like this. But Ryan Feltner, what an incredible start. 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. Are you serious? It's great. And you know, we don't see 10 strikeouts from a lot of Rockies pitching, because that's hard to do, especially at altitude. But it's Ryan Feltner, first Rockies pitcher to record at least 9 strikeouts since Kyle Freeland struck out 10 on August 21st of 2021. And that was in Arizona. So yeah, Ryan Feltner doing remarkable things on the mound at altitude here in Colorado. And yeah, that was incredible. Really happy to see that too, especially with all he's been through. What a great way to start fresh this season, your first start at Coors Field. And we talked to him about this earlier. We'll get to that in just a second. But he is the Feltner's also the fourth pitcher in franchise history to pitch at least 6 innings and allow 2 or fewer hits with 10-plus strikeouts. Herman Marquez has done it. Ubaldo Jimenez has done it. Oh, these are good comps, you guys. I am excited for Ryan Feltner. Young pitcher, great career ahead of him. He's cooking. He's cooking. In terms of offense, all right, here's what we saw. We saw a Brenton Doyle home run. And it's the night of his Gold Glove celebration, too, which is really fun. And how about this? The Rays starter, Tyler Alexander, was so generous, allowed 4 runs on 8 hits through his 4 1/3 innings. That was fun. Oh, my gosh, Tiff, did you see the shirt? The Brenton Doyle shirt?
No.
Hold on. I'm going to reach into my backpack. Give me a second, folks. Thanks for watching us live on YouTube. I don't think you're ready for this. I don't think you're ready. This is a giveaway shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry if you're listening on the pod and not looking at this. Because this shirt...
That thing is sick.
...deserves... Oh, my gosh.
How cool.
It's like that 90s style that, like, we're doing right now. It's, like, actually so dope. It's so dope.
I like look for those kinds of shirts on like Etsy and stuff. That's so cute. Yeah, I love this.
These are the type of shirts, that you look for on Etsy, that you look for at thrift stores. But this is such a dope shirt. It's so good. I actually thought that it was something that like one of the guys ordered. Because like they'll do that. Like Lucas Gilbreth loves making a t-shirt for the whole clubhouse. Vibes coordinator, certified vibes coordinator, Lucas Gilbreth, who hopefully will be back soon. Hope he's doing well. But no, this was the giveaway. And I'm so disappointed, though, that this giveaway shirt happened on probably the worst weather conditions you could possibly have at a baseball game.
Yeah.
And, like, still have the baseball game happen. Yeah. It was so cold.
Windy.
It was cold even when the sun was still out. Yeah. But anyway, reel it in, Suze. Brenton Doyle. Big home run on the night of his Gold Glove celebration. Ryan McMahon, of course. Oh, my gosh. Ryan McMahon, of course, he had the grand slam to end the home opener. His first at-bat Saturday since that grand slam, another home run. He is absolutely mashing. It's that new dad energy, you know? It is that new dad energy. You simply can't beat it. Michael Tolia not a dad, recently engaged. He's showing up too. Michael Tolia, his second home run of the season, second of 8 career home runs. So I think Michael Tolia heating up a little bit. Yeah, let's talk about Ryan Feltner again, because we did get to chat with him. Guys, I will hit you up in the Toyota chat after this, but I want to show you Ryan Feltner. We did a drip check. It was a checkpoint.
Yeah. He seemed very intimidated when you brought it up.
Yes. Yes. I was very serious. no, he got these dope new cleats. And unfortunately, they're just the away cleats. His home cleats, they're incoming. I'll let him tell you all about it. But Tiff, are we ready to play that clip? Here's Ryan Feltner.
All right, Ryan Feltner, unfortunately, this is a drip check. You have to surrender all the drip you have on you right now, and we would love to see these cleats right here.
Yeah, these are the away cleats that I have for this year.
Ooh, the away cleats.
Yeah, I don't have the home ones made yet, but Frankie with Sonoran Soul made these for me. We have the mountains right here, and then number 18 on the side, so.
Oh, wait, that's really dope.
Yeah, so we'll see what the home ones look like. I haven't sent them out a pair yet, but Frankie made these look pretty good.
These are really cool. Now those kind of, those were a great foundation for yesterday's start. You had those 10 strikeouts. How are you feeling out there yesterday?
Really good. Yeah, I felt great. It was good to be back home, and I think everybody's excited to be here. So, pitching yesterday in the weird conditions was fine. I'm from Ohio, so I didn't mind it.
Literally, if you're from Ohio, you can handle anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. now those 10 strikeouts, I think the last time that happened, Kyle Freeland did it a couple of years ago, and that's a pretty good comp. Would you agree?
Yeah. There's a lot of good comps around here for pitching, and he's definitely one of them.
Yeah, how good is it to get out there, your first home start of the season, and just really light it up?
It was great. I think it was, I was happy with my performance. Obviously, you want the win, but we're going to stick together as a team, and I think we're going to be just fine.
Good. Are you guys still locked in?
Yeah, everybody's locked in. Everybody's locked in around here every day.
Everyone's locked in.
All day, every day.
Ryan Feltner's so locked in. You can just tell. You can just tell he's so locked in. I saw this one from RK in the Toyota chat. I liked this. Here's what he said. It's tough to see the pitching blow up yesterday when the offense shows up, and then the offense does nothing today when the pitching is solid. The Rockies just can't put it all together right now. Small sample size, obviously, but I think we're working towards more wins. Eventually, they have to have it all click at the same time, right? Right? They have to. Peter in the chat, the Toyota chat. Today is my birthday. Oh, Aries King. Happy birthday. We love that. Hey, some other notes to take away from this series. Jake Cave. Jake Cave has been so freaking clutch. He came off the bench today. Hit that big triple. Oh, so good. So good. It seems like he's done something big off the bench whenever we see him. So, of course, we talked to Buddy about this after the game today. And he said it has so much to do with Jake Cave's mentality. He comes in with a clear mind. And even though he's not getting the start, he is engaged. He's ready. And Buddy really liked what he saw from Jake Cave today. Not just the triple, that last at-bat of his, he struck out, but Buddy still thought it was a good at-bat. That strike zone today, I think that strike zone today was a little iffy. I don't think, my personal opinion, I don't think the umps were totally fair. Sometimes I feel like they just won't let the Rockies be great. It seemed a little brutal. It seemed a little unfair. Hey, Victor Vonick, bullpen king. Okay, so he had a great performance today, by the way. 2 innings. He has had 4 consecutive scoreless outings of 1 2/3 or more. He's still the only reliever in the majors yet to give up a run, parentheses, at least 7 innings pitched. That's amazing. For a young pitcher, too, we love to see that, and we need that bullpen strength. We need it so much. But yeah, this, I believe he has tied Keith Sheppard for the longest of a streak like this to start a season. That was 1993. That was years before Victor Vodnik was born. So Victor Vodnik making bullpens great again. You know what? I mentioned earlier, the Rockies have yet to score first all season and then some. It's been 16 consecutive games going back to last season that the Rockies have not scored the first run. They are now tied with the 96 Phillies, and that's not a compliment. It's a franchise record for the Rockies. They're tied with the 96 Phillies, and don't come at me for talking about the Phillies, because fun fact, Cal Quantrill's dad was traded from that team right before that season started, so he did not have to live through that. Paul Quantrill, you're a real one. What else do we have in this Toyota chat? Y'all are chatty today, and we love to see it. RK, back in the Toyota chat, really need to see a solid six-inning performance from Freeland in the next game to get himself back on track, as well as keeping the momentum going in the starting rotation. It is shocking how much Kyle Freeland has struggled through those first two starts. He's only, through two starts, he has only pitched 5 2/3 innings. And I believe he has a 27 ERA. That's not good for us. That is not good for Kyle Freeland. I'm a little worried. I'm hoping he comes back to his natural environment at Coors Field and brings it all back.
Can I ask you a dumb baseball question?
No dumb questions.
The Rays guy that was whining the other day when the Rockies won.
Oh, Peter Fairbanks.
What was he whining about?
He was, okay, so this is actually a whole thing. So he was saying in the post-game interview that the balls weren't consistent coming out of the humidor. He actually said, I won't be elaborating. And here's the thing. We were talking to Buddy about it yesterday, and Buddy was like, I don't understand what his problem is. Like, every pitcher knows you have a ball, and if it doesn't feel right, you throw it back to the ump, and you get a new one.
Right.
To be complaining about the balls after the fact.
Little whiny.
It's a little sus. It's giving immaturity.
Yeah.
It's giving, hey, I had a bad day at work and I need to blame someone for it.
Love that.
Yeah. We're all scratching our heads over that one too, because he's the only one who thought that. Also, kind of insulting to the dudes who do the mudding up of the balls every single day, who right. do a really good job.
Right.
Rude, Peter. Rude. Yeah. Thank you for asking. I was like, oh my gosh, like, no dumb questions, Tiff. I would have been like really upset if you asked a dumb question. I was like, oh, what if I didn't know it? No, that wasn't a dumb question. Oh, you're the best. Clayton in the Toyota chat says, owned by the Rays, Rockies were lucky to get one win in the series. They weren't lucky. They were cooking on Friday. Plus, they had some great energy going. Okay. Yeah, the Rays are kind of good right now. Clayton, by the way. Damn. Yeah, they've got five consecutive wins. This is from the Rockies game notes that they sent out after the game. The Rays have five consecutive series wins against the Rockies, and that goes back to 2013. And now we have to see them every season. Eesh. Ah. Oh, boy. All right, real fast, we're going to get into some Rockies gossip. But first, I'm going to gossip about Breck Brew. Oh, first of all, also, side note, tomorrow, all of the shows are going live from Breckenridge Brewery, the Littleton location, the farmhouse. They're going to be live.
So fun. So much fun.
Will you be out there producing for the Avs or anyone else?
Yep, I will be there for the Avs tomorrow.
Nice.
Very excited.
That is exciting. Yeah, that's fun. We love our friends at Breck. They're the official craft brew of DNVR. They're our OGs. They're our day ones. We love Breck Brew. They've got a beer for any occasion, too. The Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale. Funslinger, Good Company Hard Seltzer. They have so many great options. And speaking of the environment, they are made with 100% renewable energy because they care. They're keeping Colorado beautiful and hydrated and hopped up. I love it. Yeah, go to breckbrew.com to find your favorite brew near you.
All of Denver was hopped up this weekend.
Oh my gosh. So hopped.
I don't know if Denver really slept much this weekend.
This is a definitely peak Denver hangover weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That we have not seen the likes of in quite some time. So fun. Let's talk about Fubo TV, because you can watch the Rockies on Fubo TV now for, I think, the first time ever, which is very exciting. You're also going to get the most. You are getting the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. You're getting more than 140 live channels of sports, show, movies, news. You can stream live TV from any device. And you can start watching immediately with a free trial. No contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. Plus, you're going to get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. But very exciting that the Colorado Rockies are on Fubo TV. Guess what? You're watching the Nuggets and the Avs too. Because you really can't watch them in many other places. That's a fact. Watch all your favorite sports, including the Colorado Rockies on Fubo. Go to www.fubotv.com/DNVR to sign up and get 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. So stoked. So stoked. So stoked. Yeah. Okay. Hey, exciting news. Exciting news in the world of Rockies players. Brendan Rodgers and his longtime girlfriend Chrissy are engaged. She posted She posted some pictures on Instagram earlier today, and I'm so excited for them. She's great, he's great. It seems like a lot of their teammates were there and the wives, and it seems like a beautiful surprise celebration. Very excited for them. Congratulations. Yeah, they're good. They're good kids. They're good kids. They're good kids. All right, what else do we have? Snow Wolf, my dog loves Fubo. Your dog? Is that a thing? I don't get it. Is there a dog TV? Oh, they have a dog TV channel?
How cool would that be?
Please elaborate, Snowwolf, in the chat if there's a TV channel for dogs. Because those exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where it's like things that will keep their attention and keep them from being bored while you're at work all day.
Yeah. Or maybe he just leaves Fubo on for his dog all day. I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe like the dog's watching like Rockies games. Oh, my gosh. Tiff, I forgot to mention this before the show, but there's a tweet.
Yes.
Do you see it in the outline?
I do. Do you want me to show it?
I would love to show it. So here's my favorite tweet of the weekend, by the way. Rockies finally got some neutral coverage in the form of a meme from MLB on Fox. This was great. It was a tribute to the weather. It's a picture of a plastic bag flying around Coors Field. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind? That was the Rockies yesterday. Or at least, you know, it was happened on the field. That wind was crazy. That was such a weird game. It seems like things were going nowhere or they were going super far. And there was not a lot of in between. That's what it felt like to me. Yeah, that was fun.
That was the really high scoring one, right?
Yeah, that was the 8-6 loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Crazy wins.
So crazy. So crazy. Yeah. Rockies are 2-8 to start the season. Not how I pictured the first 10 going. I don't know. What did you guys think? What did you picture? I know a lot of people in the chat are probably like, they're losing 160 games. Let's check that Toyota chat. Corliss in the chat, the Rocks have played 3 good teams, and I think there are some really promising signs despite the losses. That is That's a great point. That is a great point. The Cubs, I think they improved from last season, and they were pretty close to getting that wild card. No, Evil Lord, they've won two games. They've won two. They won one in Arizona, and they won the home opener. They're not 1-9. But anyway, I do think the Rockies have faced very tough teams. The Diamondbacks are hotter than ever. Although I think they've lost their past couple of games. I think they're not having fun with whoever they're playing. Who are the Diamondbacks playing? Let me know in the Toyota chat because I don't have the whole schedule memorized. But the Diamondbacks are coming back tomorrow. And Zach Gallen is pitching. And so is Kyle Freeland. It's like we're running it back from the home opener. I hope we have a different outcome.
My goodness.
Snow Wolf, thank you for elaborating. I leave the Nuggets games on for my dog. She loves it. Oh my gosh, there were some great dogs at the Nuggets game on Saturday. The halftime show was like this agility dog race. And those dogs were having so much fun and they were so fast. So freaking fast. I do agree, man, Corliss, I agree with you on that. The Rocks have played some really good teams. So I'm not expecting a ton from this upcoming Diamondbacks series. Corliss, okay, thank you. The Diamondbacks have played the Yankees and Atlanta. The only team hotter than the Diamondbacks right now are apparently the Atlanta Braves. Oh, the Braves swept. Oh, the Diamondbacks got swept. So maybe their vibes are down and our boys can finally sweep back in. I think they split the series. That's my prediction. I hope they do. All right. RK in the Toyota chat. I had hoped they could at least be 4-6 in 10 games, but 2-8 isn't surprising at all. Personally, I'm a little surprised. I think some of those games were a little close and the Rockies could have done a little more. We'll see where the season goes. Luigi in the chat. Chris Bryant shows us again that he does not want to be here injured after 10 days. He's not injured. He literally played today. He was in the lineup today. He was the DH. He's not injured. But he did say, he was like, okay, we're leaving him out of the lineup with some back tightness. Okay, yeah, that's the other thing. We didn't even mention that because so much else has happened since then. So yeah, Chris Bryant was out of the lineup Saturday. Bud Black said that it was because Chris Bryant had some lower back tightness. But he said, it's not an injury. We're just leaving him out of the game today. So he was back today. He didn't hit anything, but he's back. He's not injured. I don't think he doesn't want to be here. He's here. He's here. He knows he's here for a while. And I don't think that is what Chris is showing us. I think what we're seeing is a player who has been so good in the past, who is so frustrated that he is not that same player right now. I don't think it's fair to say he doesn't want to be here. Snowwolf in the chat, I really miss Arenado and Story. I haven't really been to many games since they left. Thank goodness we still got Charlie Blackmon. Charlie Blackmon was cooking today too. He was so good. He was so good in right today. It was a good time. Guys, thanks so much for joining. Thanks for all of your input in the Toyota chat. We love to hear it. We're going to do this again. We're going to be back after. Oh, you know what? It's not a 4-game series. It's a 3-game series. Wow. Okay, so they're not going to split the series before anyone comes at me. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to say Rocks take 2 of 3 from the Diamondbacks because they have... The Diamondbacks vibes are down. That is my professional opinion. Oh, Janet in the chat. Do you think the Rocks lose 100 games again this year? It's early. I get that. Also, do you think they booed Chris Bryant because of play or his comments? I think it's both. I don't think it's one or the other. I think a lot of people read the article where some quotes were pulled that made it seem like he thought the farm system was bad and he never said that. I don't know. But I think the comments didn't help. I think Rockies fans are so frustrated. And Chris Bryant is a manifestation of that frustration. So I don't even think it's necessarily about him, but when he strikes out swinging on 3 pitches, yeah, I think it's because of his playing. But But I think it's like kind of a combination of everything. I think it's the comments that were taken out of context. I think it's his performance right now. And I think I really do think it comes down to fans resent Chris Bryant because he is here and some of the top talent that we've had from years past are no longer here. And I get why people are frustrated. I totally get it. But I'm not for booing Chris Bryant. I am against it. I told you guys what I thought. I think we should do what the Phillies did for Trey Turner and give him a standing ovation and see what happens. Let's just see what happens. No one likes that take. Everyone fucking hates that take of mine, Tiff.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just out here embarrassing myself, apparently.
Eh, it's the internet.
But I'm not phoning it in.
You're not
phoning
it in.
Chris Bryant's not phoning it in. Don't say that he's phoning it in. He's just having a really hard time at work right now.
We all go through those times.
Everyone goes through tough times. God forbid you go through a tough couple of years at work and like millions of people are watching.
Yeah.
I did not think I was going to be the Chris Bryant defender, but here we are. Here we are. Corliss, send out those good vibes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right. We're going to be back on Wednesday after the Diamondback series, and we'll have so much good content in between. We'll be at the ballpark a few times, probably three times. But yeah, Kyle Freeland gets the start tomorrow for the Rockies up against Zach Gallen. Let's see how it goes. But yeah, Tiff, where can we follow you on social media?
I am at Tiffany with an I underscore Tano on all platforms.
On all platforms. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. I post my scorecards. That's my selling point right now. I have nothing else going on in my life besides baseball now. You can follow all of the latest Rockies updates at DNVR underscore Rockies. And Tiff, you know what I love to say about closing out a show here in the Toyota Lounge.
What do you like to say, Suze?
I like to say, that's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you on Wednesday, but have a good one.
You all silly like the mayor.